Welcome to Peace Time, a worship experience shared from Peace Community of Faith, a congregation of the United Methodist Church. Peace is a progressive, multi-generational faith community located in Shoreview, Minnesota. We hope you find this worship experience meaningful and will have the opportunity to visit us in person in the near future. My name is Gary Walpole, and I am pastor of Peace Community of Faith. I have some friends that are here to be part of this audio with me. Dave, could you say hi?
Hello, everyone.
And Cindy?
Hi.
Neil is here with us, but is unable to speak right now. And V?
Hi, everyone.
And Becky?
Hello.
And Isabella?
Hello.
We begin our time together with a short ritual that invites us to be consciously centering ourselves in God's loving embrace. I invite you to place your hand over your heart. If you would like, you can lightly tap to the rhythm of your heartbeat or to the beat of the music as together we center ourselves in God's love.
We are one with the heart of creation. We are one with the heart of love. We are one with the heart of the Spirit. We are one with God. We are one with the heart of creation. We are one with the heart of love. We are one with the heart of the Spirit. We are one with God.
Life-given, loving God.
Heartbeat of the universe.
Help us to take this time to center on you.
For you are the power and giver of life.
Even as your eternal dance brings life to the vastness of the universe, you dance within each of us.
To bring us to this sacred moment.
With each breath in and each breath out, you bring life to our very souls.
Deep in our hearts, we hear your sacred words.
Be still, O heart, you're not alone. Your beat is shared with me. Come now, be calm and center here. Your mind secure and free.
I hope you have been able to sit down with a grateful heart to listen. With your favorite beverage and a simple plate of food. As we continue, please open your heart and mind as we come to God in prayer. Holy and surprising God.
Holy and surprising God.
We gather in your name.
We gather in your name.
Invited by Jesus. Bound together with your spirit. In union with each other. Feed our bodies and our spirits with your comforting presence. So that we might be your comfort to others.
So that we might be your comfort to others.
Bless this food. And break open our hearts. Bless this drink. And pour out your love. Amen.
Amen.
Open Our Eyes is a gentle song from the Faith We Sing songbook.
that reminds us of the importance of paying attention, of being present with our whole being, so that we might receive God's presence into our hearts. I always sing the whole song twice. You're welcome to sing along.
Today, we commemorate the moment when the disciples witnessed Jesus' leaving this physical world. He had spent some quality time with them, helping them understand more about their faith and the continued mission that they must now carry on in the world. He asked them to encourage people to change by opening the eyes of their heart, to see the invisible things that nurture life, hope, and love. That was his message on earth. As we often do when we take our leave from someone else, Jesus blessed them. This is the sacred story that is found in Luke chapter 24. Verses 44 through 53.
Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law from Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and a change of heart and life for the forgiveness of sins must be preached in Christ's name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I'm sending to you what my Abba God promised, but you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power." He led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem overwhelmed with joy. And they were continuously in the temple, praising God.
Fox Eyes is the title song from Bobby Joe Valentine's CD, Fox Eyes, Whale Heart. Also a song about the importance of paying proper attention. This song reminds us that all that is really needed to love life is to keep our fox eyes focused and our whale hearts open. This advice is similar to the prayer of the writer of Ephesians in the text we will hear next. I pray that the eyes of your hearts will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's call.
Rooster crows at dawn, hibernate instead. Deer eyes on the headlights up ahead. Migrate with the herd, circle round the sun. Hope that all the groundhog days are done. What to do when all the reasons have worn thin? After all, we're only human animals with fur and souls and skin. Well, keep your fox eyes focused on the beauty underneath, and keep your whale heart open. That is all you really need to love life. Teeth and sweat and blood and tears, tell me what it's worth. Temporary paw prints on this earth. What's the reason not to stay inside the shell? After all, we're only human animals with limbs and souls and cells. Well, keep your fox eyes focused on the beauty underneath, and keep your whale heart open. That is all you really need to love life, to love life, to love life. When they don't love you anymore, when your own story is the only left worth fighting for, when no one's opening the door, when the wolves come out at night and there's no one left inside, are we gonna be alright? Well, keep your fox eyes focused on the beauty underneath, and keep your whale heart open. That is all you really need. Well, keep your fox eyes focused on the beauty underneath, and keep your whale heart open. That is all you really need. Love life, to love life. Well, keep your fox eyes focused. On the beauty underneath. And keep your fox eyes focused.
We We have been reading some of the apostles' letters that circulated among the early communities of faith. They read these letters as they gathered for meals, just as we have been doing. Here's an excerpt from a letter sent to an early Christian community in the Greek city of Ephesus. We can imagine it being written for us as a community that needs prayers, that needs a spirit of wisdom, as we hear these words from Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23.
From the first time I heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and your love for all of the holy ones, I have never stopped thanking God for you and remembering you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Savior Jesus Christ, the God of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation to bring you a rich knowledge of the Creator. I pray that God will enlighten the eyes of your mind so that you can see the hope this call holds for you, the promised glories that God's holy ones will inherit, and the infinitely great power that is exercised for us who believe. You can tell this from the strength of God's power at work in Jesus, the power used to raise Christ from the dead and to seat Christ in the heavens at God's right hand, far above every sovereignty, authority, power, or dominion, and above any other name that can be named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. God has put all things under Christ's feet and made Christ, as the ruler of everything, the head of the church. And the church is Christ's body. It is the fullness of the one who fills all of creation.
To be the body of Christ as a faith community is to see the world through the eyes of Jesus, to see through the eyes of love. As Christ's body here on earth, we try to create the same conditions of love that he did while he was here on earth. We hope that the eyes of our hearts can continually open as were the hearts of the disciples that day of Jesus' ascension, so that we can be our own best representatives of the love of God here on earth. Perhaps we can see ascension with Christ as an elevation or heightening of our gratitude and of our commitment to do good in the world. What does it mean to look through the eyes of our hearts? How do we see things around us in loving ways? When our level of love goes up, our level of appreciation and gratitude goes up as well. I invite you to look around. What do you see in front of you that may be something or someone you see every day but could see with new eyes of gratitude? Let your gaze rest on at least three things or people during this moment. Our theme scripture says they ate their food with glad and generous hearts. One way to be glad and generous is to share about how we are finding strength, hope, love, and peace in these days of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is part of breaking bread with each other as we break open our hearts to one another as well. Let's share today about a new way of seeing with our hearts, with an eye of heightened gratitude and love. If you are listening with someone else or as a family, I invite you to share responses to the questions found on the instruction page. If you are listening by yourself, I invite you to a time of silent reflection on these questions. After I invite the bell, please pause the recording and take as long as you would like with the questions. When you are finished, return to the recording, which will begin again with another invitation of the bell.
As we come to our time of prayer, we may acknowledge that much of what we pray about relates to times or circumstances when or where our vision seems opaque to the presence of God. Without Seeing You is a fitting song for such times and circumstances. I hope it will prepare us for the time of prayer which follows. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you, we believe. We return to you deep within, leave the past to the dust, turn to you with tears of fasting. You are ready to forgive. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing, we believe. The sparrow will find a home near to you, O God. How happy we who dwell with you forever in your house. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you, we believe. Forever we sing to you of your goodness, O God, proclaiming to all the world of your faithfulness and love. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you, we believe. For you are our shepherd, there is nothing that we need. In grace
green pastures we will find our rest near the waters of peace. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you. We believe.
It is difficult in this moment not to be near some of the people we love and might be worried about. Take a moment to hold them in God's love and embrace. As we name them in our hearts, they are present within us by the power of love. We also want to call to mind the people we cannot name, whose name we do not know, but we know they need our prayers and God's comfort.
For those who have lost loved ones.
For those who are sick and recovering.
For those who are caring for loved ones who are sick at home.
For those who are caring for persons in hospitals and care centers.
For those who are separated from loved ones.
For those who are feeling alone and isolated.
For those who are helping and are so very tired.
For those who are first responders.
For those making decisions that affect the lives of so many.
For those who are struggling to find friends, food, and comfort.
For all of us who are afraid.
Unlock your hearts to live resurrection lives.
We are set free to be Easter people.
Because we too are Easter people, we are invited to join in God's creative dance that brings love to life throughout the universe.
The Spirit of the risen Christ is present with us,
even in this very home.
Because the eyes of our hearts have been opened to more clearly see God's presence in our world, we will not let the voice of fear be louder than the expression of love.
Even in this very home.
With glad hearts and rejoicing souls,
we will breathe in peace.
We will breathe out love.
We will dance to God's life-giving music.
For we are an Easter people.
As we come to the close of this worship time, I thought music with some energy might be appropriate for Easter people moving out again into a world where it still often seems there is more darkness than light, more cause for despair than for hope. Both of these songs, Open My Eyes That I May See and We'll Understand It Better By and By, are old hymns, but each is arranged specifically with toe-tapping energy and dancing in mind. If you've got space where you're listening, turn up the speakers and dance around the room. First will come Open My Eyes, then the worship benediction. Finally, let the jumpin' Jehoshaphats send you out with We'll Understand It Better By and By from their Movin' On CD. Of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth that I may bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love for thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
As we close this time together, remember, God is always with you.
No matter what you face, no matter what trials or hardships come your way,
God is right beside you, always filling your cup to overflowing, guiding and directing your path.
God is filling your plate to nourish your soul, strengthening you on the path you walk.
So, with renewed awareness of the power of God to fill your cup, may your heart overflow with loving action.
Into all the places and relationships that make up your life. For truly, this is the heart of the matter.
Amen. Amen.
Somber skies, howling winds, 6 feet breaks on giant. But in the land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when that morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, then we'll tell the story of how we overcome. We'll understand it better by and by. On every hand, we cannot understand the way that God will lead us to that distant promised land. But he guides us with his eye, we'll follow until we die, and understand it better by and by. Understand it better by and by.